G4PFI.
Well, I got down here a little late tonight, but I finally did make it. How's your day going?
Not bad, but I got a lot of problems around the house here, outside, that is. I got some guys coming. They're going to have to dig my septic tank drain lines up because they got damaged by a big truck to come in to cut the haul off that building after the tree fell on it. So all that's got to happen, and then they got to come, an outfit coming to put my fence back up, and that's going to be a mess too. So anyway, everything inside the house is doing pretty good. How about yourself?
We had a busy, busy day, just running around here and there, and getting doctor's appointments straightened out, and I had to take Bernice to urgent care, and nothing serious. And, oh gracious, I don't know what all. And finally made it out to gather the eggs about 5:30 tonight. Usually I get them about 11 o'clock. And then the dang thing didn't lay like they usually lay. It's kind of funny. It's like they go on strike. Yesterday, Bernice had some stuff, leftovers, that she throwed in there to them. And I said, well, I won't give them any scratch feed, which is oats and corn. So I didn't. Well, I've been getting 8 or 9 eggs a day, sometimes 10. And how many did I get today, Bernice? 5, I think, Don. They ain't got a brain as big as a pea, I don't think, but just makes you wonder, don't it?
You better quit talking about my brain like that.
Well, chickens are not the brightest star in the constellation, I can tell you. They do things that I just, it's hard to imagine. It's just like, got a great big white nest there, and they all want to lay in the very same place every day instead of spreading them out. I never could figure that out.
It was a chicken that, when my wife was, before we got married, she used to go down to her grandmother's house down there in Anderson, and there was a rooster down there that would, every time she would go out in the yard, that rooster would chase her, and scared her death. So one day they went down to visit her grandma, and they asked her, she said, come on in, we're going to have dinner. I said, what you got? She said, we got that rooster. Linda said she had it.
I was a little boy, and I still remember it, out to my grandmother's. And that sucker would run me all over the yard out there. She owned a rest home. And that was the meanest dang chicken I ever did see. Later on in life, I raised a few game chickens, you know. But it was, it had spurs on it. And man, he would hurt you. And I think they finally conked him out, too. I had a couple out here. They went away. They kept waking me up about 5:30 in the morning, and I kind of cherished my rest. I wake up enough times without them bothering me. So they went to chicken heaven.
Yeah, speaking about chicken, we went and bought some chicken yesterday. And I'm not going to say where because I don't want to put that over the air, but it was the worst chicken I think I've ever tried to eat. It was terrible. And the only thing that was good was the a cup of slaw that they gave us with it and 2 biscuits. And the whole works was just terrible. I told Linda, I said, we ain't never going to buy no more of that.
We've had some ups and downs here with KFC. Usually they're the most reliable there is. But several times it didn't work out that way. Usually when they change management, I think. But we went to Taco Bell today. We don't eat out very often. And I'll tell you what, on a scale of 1 to 10, Bernice's tacos or burritos are a 10. And these ones we got down there today, been advertising these big boxes. And I got one in the middle. They had $5, $7, and $9. And I believe that was the lousiest ones I ever ate in my life. And we used to go to Taco Bell a lot when I was in the Navy out in California, because that's about all we could afford to eat out. Either that or Der Wiener Schnitzel. There was a hot dog place. But we'd go to Taco Bell, and the tacos back then were 19 cents, Don.
Yeah, I guess I never have had it, Taco Bell. That's one thing.
We eat at Chalupas.
Yeah, we eat at Chalupas. That's what we eat. Yeah, that's right. I told you my brain's about the size of a pig of chicken. But anyway, we went out today and had over at in Easley at Golden Corral, and it was pretty good.
Golden Corral, either up north, what's the name of that town? Cherrydale. It's a little ways for us to drive. Or over at Spartanburg. The last two times we ate there at Spartanburg, the only bad thing is getting in and out of it there. It's kind of unhandy with the traffic. But, oh man, we could just make a meal out of that salad bar. It's just always wonderful and fresh. This is N0TR, and it's reasonable priced.
305, but I stood by it. I just wanted to get on. Hear anybody? Yeah, I guess Linda cooks, but every once in a while we get her. She cooks something that's pretty good. But in fact, everything she cooks is pretty good. In fact, I'm gonna back up and say it's real good. I gotta sleep in the bed in there tonight without being knocked out on the floor.
She liable to slap you around a little there, Don. Well, you know, Bernice is a wonderful chef, except she was supposed to make oatmeal cookies today. She said she was tired, and I'm just starving to death here tonight for something, so I think I'm going to eat one of those ice cream cones with the chocolate on it and the nuts on it. But that's about all I got in there. I've been trying to buy some chocolate chip ice cream in the pints down at Walmart. Every time I look for them, their brand, and that's the only brand I find chocolate chip in, hardly at all. It's delicious. I really like it now and then if she hasn't baked something, which that's rather rare. But, I'd much rather eat at home. Now, the only place you can go around here that I know of that is reputable, reasonably priced, and it's almost like home cooking every single time. Everything's good, no matter what. And that's the Little Rebel. And it's not too far from our house over there, probably 15 minutes at the most. And people there are really nice, very religious people, and they're on the ball. And their food is just overwhelming how much you get. And like I said, it's reasonable price.
Rebel, but I never have been there. I guess it's a little bit further do we want to go to get over there from where we're at, Piedmont. But I was going to tell you something kind of funny today. There was a fella in line there at the Golden Corral, and he was fixing to get him some, I'm not sure what he was getting, but anyway, I told him, I'd seen him in there a number of times. I said, I wouldn't eat that. It'll make you run rabbits and bark at the moon. He turned around and looked at me, and he said, well, heck, I'm already doing that.
What'd you tell him? He was going to run rabbits and do what? No, neither one of us caught that.
Run rabbits and bark at the moon. He was over filling his plate up with, he had some chicken on there, and he had some green beans and corn and some other stuff. And of course, I'd seen him, and he talked to me before over there, but I told him, I said, I wouldn't eat that stuff if I was you. He said, why not? I said, make you run rabbits and bark at the moon. And he said, oh, foot. He said, I'm already doing that.
they really have a nice menu. And guys, most any place you go for two of you is going to be $30 plus a tip. We go out to Mutt's Barbecue now and then, and it's always very acceptable. It's a buffet. But, of course, that's too far for you guys to go. But they're nice people. And, they got a great... You remember the old Lionel train sets that we had when we were kids? They got one running around the restaurant up above you there. And it's a real big gauge. I don't know what it is, but... And then he's got a lot of the engines and that on display in a display case there. Those things cost you a fortune nowadays. But it's nice and nostalgic to see. Don, we better get off. It's getting close to net time. I hollered at you last night or night before just to see if he's out there. I think Shane was already home tonight, and I didn't get down here till late. Everything we was doing today got set behind. But we finally got everything conflaborated, I guess you'd say. Anyways, take care, Don. Nice to hear you tonight. KG4PFI and 0TR. Good luck with all that yard work.
Well, I hope the rest of your day, your night goes well. And I'm going to get off here, too, because it's getting close to the net. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you again. KG4PFI, clear with NCN. Well, one of these days I'm going to get your call sign right. All right, Tom, take care.
N0TR. And that's my initials, too. But zero's up in Kansas and that area, Don. And that's okay. I've been called everything except late for supper. It doesn't bother me. It's N0TR.
Hey, Don.
Hey, John, up north.
Just listening to you guys talk, but better get out of the way. Just want to say hey. Say hey to Bernice for me. Hope she's feeling better.
Thank you, John. Great to hear you. Been missing you, too. I'll try to get on somewhere between 8 and 9 tomorrow, and maybe you'll be out there. Hope you're doing well, and Bernice is doing fine, and the doctor released her.
Hot diggity.
Here, no, we better get out there, John. We better get out of the way here and let the net go. This is N0TR clear.
QCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Here is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net or JKV. The roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Tonight we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, then check in with Echolink before we move to the RF section. With our pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome W2AMD, that's Andrew, Simpsonville, WFCM, that's Fred, along with Isla, and 4IEI, they're down there in Traveler's Rest. Next, we'd like to welcome K4XMR, that's Mel and Prosperity. And then KO4ZEW, Ben and Simpsonville. Then AA4GH, that's Gus and Punta Gorda, Florida. Welcome KG4PFI, Don, along with Linda, KG4QLQ, down there in Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome NC9V, that's Carolyn, the Bay, India. Not that far away. Next, we'd like to welcome KE4DXJ. That's Wendy in Hendersonville. And then KI4LZI. That's Andy in Table Rock. And welcome KJ4RQZ, that is Christine in Traveler's Rest. And lastly, we'd like to welcome KQ4ZWS, that's David in Easley. All right, we've got quite a few EchoLink stations, so EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Net Control, this is Whiskey 4, Charlie Mike Oscar. Just checking in. That's Bill Cantwell down in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Thanks for having me.
KO4JKV, this is KQ4TGH. My name is Jonathan. I'm here in Easley. I'll be negative and negative 73. Thanks for calling the net.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KN4RJN. That is John in Brown Summit. We'll be back around to talk with you, John. Next, we'd like to welcome W4CMO. That's Bill down there in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4TGH. That's Duncan down there in Easley. Good to hear you tonight. And we'll check back with EchoLink in a second. Let's head on over to the RF section. Tonight is Monday night. And tonight's letters are Echo through Hotel. So if the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
JKV. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. Good to hear you again, Duncan. I'll be negative negative tonight. Thanks.
Kilo 4, JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's one of our net controllers, Patrick in Penrose. Thanks for checking in tonight, Patrick. Then we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Harry and Campbell. And good to hear you again, too. For those of you who don't know, sometimes Harry runs the Monday night nets up on Spivey Mountain here in Asheville. And that frequency is 146.910 with a tone of 91.5. So thanks for checking in, Harry. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, call KO4JKV. Nothing heard. We'll move on to India through Lima. I through L. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
4JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
KO4JKV. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KK4JFO, that is James in Tuxedo. Thanks for checking in tonight, James. Then we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That's Larry, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. And they're down there in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Larry. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's see, any other stations, India through Lima, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV, question, please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Sid Fletcher, no comment, no traffic.
Well, I didn't know if you got me. Please check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, KC4PLT, Richardson, Nice, Georgia.
4 JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Sid. And Sid runs the net every Sunday night at 8 p.m. That's on the Bearwalla Mountain Machine, and that net is getting big. I know a lot of people that check into this net often check into that net, too. So if you haven't tried, give it a shot. If you're a new technician, go to 146-640 with the tone of 91.5 on Sunday and try to check into that net. I'd like to welcome KC4PLT. That's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Thanks for checking in tonight, Richard. And you're kind of coming in and out with your signal, but I was able to get a full copy on you. So thanks for checking in, and I hope you're doing well. Let's go to Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call net control. Logging me in when you were running that May 3rd, 2021. Seems like it was just a month ago. But I remember when you were doing the net, you'd have like, let me see, what was it? A round table after the rag tube. That was a good fun time. But thanks, Walt. Thanks for checking in. Welcome, KK4ONO. That is Lorena. And she brings along her husband, Rick. KK4, Delta Mike Whiskey, and they're down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they want to check in their daughter, Michelle, KM4, Mike Oscar Quebec, down there in West Shoals. Thanks for checking everybody in tonight, Lorena. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, call KO4JKV. We have everybody in that group, so let's check in with our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV, Duncan, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, good evening to yourself in the net. Negative, negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. My tongue's twisted. We'd like to welcome you for PQA down there in Greenwood. Thanks for checking in tonight, Stephen. All right, that's it for our EchoLink station, so let's move on to Quebec through Tango. Q through T, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in 0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Thank you for calling the net, Duncan. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4JKV. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
KV. Kilo Charlie 4,
Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4 STR, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4 JKV. JKV, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha Victor. KO4 RAV, this is John in Central. I'll be negative, negative, and short time tonight.
JKV, please check in. W4 SBX, Whiskey 4 Sugar. Bravo X-ray, and this is Brad in Simpsonville. Thanks for running the net.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Leo and Calpan, being negative and negative.
A good group there. We'd like to welcome N0TR, that is Tom and Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tom. And then KO4, Quebec, Lima Golf, that's Chris and Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4 STR. That's Steve in Simpsonville. Hope you're doing well, Steve. And then KO4 RAV. That's John in Central. And you're short time, so feel free to secure your station whenever you're ready. Welcome W4 SBX. That's Brad in Simpsonville. Hope you're doing well, Brad. And then next, KK4 TRJ. That's Bill in Cowpens. Thanks for checking in tonight, Bill. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, call KO4 JKV. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters U through Z, call KO4 JKV.
KO4 JKV. Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November, KQ4 WHN. It's Mark in Greer. 73 is to everyone on the net. And Duncan, thank you for calling the net so reliably. Have a good night, everyone.
JKV, please check in. KA3 WPP, Kilo Alpha 3 Whiskey Papa Papa, Howard in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, all.
KV, KA5 WLL, Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey, Lima Lima, Bubble in downtown Greenville, just leaving the club meet, negative and negative.
JKV, check in and out, KI4 VLW Randy, KJ4 CRL Linda in Asheville.
Steven Duncan, thanks for running the net tonight. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Romeo Charlie. That's KQ4 ZRC. This is Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to the net.
For JKV. Duncan, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg and Greer. Negative and negative.
AKV, can please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David, I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
For JKV, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
JKV. Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar. That's KQ4YOO. And Clint in Honeypath. And I'll be negative and negative.
Control. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Lima Echo. KQ4ZLE, Anthony in Townsville. Negative and negative. Good evening, everyone.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, but that was probably the largest group I've checked in at once, so let's see if I got it at least 98.57% correct here. Let's start off with KQ4WHN. That's Mark in Greer. KA3WPP, that's Howard in Piedmont. KG5WLL, that's Leroy in Greenville, mobile down there. Be careful out there on the road. Call signs I don't hear often on my nets. Up here by me is KI4VLW. He brings along his wife Linda. KJ4CRL. They're up here in Asheville by me. And just so you know, Randy, you got a great signal coming in, so you're welcome to be a regular. Welcome KQ4ZRC. That's Grayson in Sapphire. And then KO4WTQ. That's Greg in Greer. Next, we'd like to welcome W4Z Papa Hotel. That's David in Taylor's. Then K4XB Tommy, and he brings along Angela, KQ4TBD. They're down there in southern Greenville County. KQ4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, that's Clint in Honeypath. And then we'd like to welcome KQ4ZLE, that's Anthony, and I believe that's Poundsville. So thanks everybody for checking in. That was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 people on one group. That's awesome. Uniform through Zulu, call KO4JKV.
5WL, I think you had my prefix incorrect. It's Kilo Alpha 5.
Where we're at here. Kilo. Kilo. Let's see. What was it? Go ahead and give me your full call sign again.
Rogers, Leroy, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima Lima, KA5WLL.
I copied, I wrote down KJ5WLL, so it's K, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima Lima. All right, thanks for getting back to me, Leroy. I got that corrected in the log. And, all right, let's move to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
JKV. Yes, Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo India, KJ4BKI, Jack Lou in Rock Hill. You have a great one. JKV. Mr. Duncan, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KI4. BKI, that's Jack down there in Rock Hill. Thanks for checking in tonight. Let's see, then we'd like to welcome our net control manager, W4DJW, Dave Van Greer. Thanks for calling, checking in tonight, Dave. Then we'd like to welcome KI4DOS, that's Gary, and brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They're down there in Easley. And I think I got the order mixed up because I have one of those mechanical pencils and it ran out of lead and it threw me for a loop. But give me just a second here. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're still taking check-ins for the Alpha through Delta group, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KV. And Alpha Alpha 4 Bravo India, AA4BI. Tim in Campobello, negative, negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Alpha Alpha 4, Bravo India. That's Ken in Campobello. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ken. All right, let's open it up to the whole alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
4JKV. 4JKV, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2, TXJ. Jim in Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo Lloyd Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
JKV. Please copy Kilo, Quebec 4, Lima, Bravo, Alpha, Travis and Black Mountain, and if I can make it in 2 days in a row.
JKV. Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
KO4 JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's see. I didn't draw my line here, so this might be a double. AA4BI, Cannon Campobello. I may have already checked you in, but I'm just reading you twice just in case. Then we'd like to welcome KA2TXJ. That's Tim and Taylor's. Then KO4PXB. That's Lloyd and Simpsonville. Then KQ4, Lima, Bravo, Alpha, Travis, and Black Mountain. And yeah, Travis, you're coming in good. I have full copy on you. So whatever you're doing fantastic. So you're up here by me. I'm in Asheville. You're over there in Black Mountain. So hope you become a regular. So thanks, Travis. Then we'd like to welcome W4FHJ. That's Gene and Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight, everyone. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4 Bravo India with a quick correction. The name is Tim Tango India Mike for AA4VI.
KV. Give you one more for the log, sir, tonight. If you will, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. Duncan, appreciate you calling the net. Sounded good as always. Got a good one going. No traffic, no comments. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
Net control. Net control, please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4BCC. Name is Alex Alpha Lima Echo X-ray. I'm on a handheld in Central. Negative and negative 73.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And first I want to make that correction for Tim. I think I wrote you down as Ken. So Alpha Alpha 4 Bravo India, that's Tim. Down there in Campobello. So thanks for correcting me, and I wrote that down. And thanks for checking in. Next, we'd like to welcome AK4HR. That's one of our net controllers, Mike, down there in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in, Mike. Then we'd like to welcome KI4 Delta Delta Delta. That's Alex on the HT down there in Central, doing a fine job with the HT. Thanks for checking in, Alex. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV or Net Control. KO4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. It's good to hear a lot of new stations in the log tonight, and I know there's a lot of new hams out there. That's exciting. So, so far, it's the most people I've checked in on a net. So it broke my personal record. So we'll get a full tally at the end of that. But all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion with periodic stops for check-ins between the rag chews. Right now we have KN4RJN. That's John in Brown Summit for some rag chew. How are you doing, John? Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. What's going on in your world there, brother?
Well, nothing much. This week just kind of flowed along like the next one. Like tomorrow's trash day, I took out the trash. It just seems like I just did that yesterday. So, playing a little radio, maybe planning a vacation finally. Haven't gone on vacation in like 70 years, so we'll see how that's going. But I have a good clear sky above me tonight. How is your sky down there and what's going on with it?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I've got clear skies, too. The temperature dropped when the sun went down, but it was nice this afternoon. Mars is up. Orion is up. Jupiter is up. Saturn, I believe, has... Saturn went down. Venus was close to the horizon just about 20, 30 minutes ago. So he's probably down by now. Got a big old moon out there coming up on the first quarter. Full moon will occur here on the 12th. So it's starting to wash out the sky, but I've got to get my telescope calibrated, and now that the weather is just a wee bit warmer and my hip doesn't bother me as much, I might be able to get that scope out and actually look at some things. But other than that, let me tell you what the sun's doing. Give me just a second. This is KN4RJN. Let me bring up this. Here we go. Okay. sun's kicking up our heels. We're on the backside of the solar max. Solar max has passed, and so it's declining, but it's still pretty active, and there's several areas that are pumping out stuff. So over the next 3 days, a mild to moderate radio blackout, we've got about an 85% chance. Anything greater than that, about a 20% chance over the next 3 days. And I watched Space Weather Woman's forecast. It's going to be noisy in the bands for the rest of the week and possibly into next week. So if you're having some issues, that's why. Meteor showers coming up February 8th. We have the Alpha Centaurids. That's a minor shower. It's only got a zenith hourly rate of about 6. They are bright and of medium speed. However, the moon's not going to get in our way there because we're only a few days away from full moon at that point. And it'll be about 80% illuminated. So your best bet is a couple hours before dawn. The moon will be down by then. And look to the southeast and southwest. You might be able to catch something. The radiant, unfortunately, is in a southern hemisphere constellation, so the radiant might not even break horizon, depending on where you're at. But look to the southeast and the southwest. A couple hours before dawn, you might catch one or two. They are bright, so that's a good thing. Other than that, sir, I'll send it back to you.
RJN, this is KU4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that was a good report. Got some little bit of static on the bands to anticipate, nothing I can't handle. And I got that February 8th early morning to maybe catch a meteor shower. But you kind of once over since you've had your surgery, have you had a chance to get your telescope out, or you're still waiting to get that out?
This is KN4RJN. No, I haven't gotten it out yet. I've got to collimate my mirror, and that's a two-person job. My son-in-law was going to help me, but he's been doing a lot of traveling and stuff with work, so I haven't had a chance to do that. But I may have to break down and get my wife to help me. But we've had my mother-in-law staying with us here for a while. She's 90-something, too, I think. And that's been taking up a lot of time there, you know, helping her out and getting her around and taking care of her. So we've been kind of busy, and she decided she needed a new car. So we bought a new car, bought a Kia, and this thing's got more bells and whistles on it than the space shuttle. Still trying to figure out what all the switches and knobs and things do, but it's not a bad car to drive. I kind of enjoy it, but. I picked up the car from the dealership, and I told the guy, I said, okay, tell me two things. How do I turn on the radio, and how do I get heat in here? So he does all this happiness on the screen there and gets all that going for me, and we filled it up with gas, and I took it home, parked it, and I said, okay, you're going to have to figure it out. It's like, but it does have it has a lot of unique safety features on it, so we'll see how that goes. But as Scotty once said in Star Trek, the more complicated the piping, the easier it is to stop up the plumbing. So all that high tech stuff is just something else waiting to break. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, I'll send it back to you, sir.
JN, this is KU4JKB with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yep, that is understandable with the modern cars. I still am holding on to my Ford Ranger. That's before any of the bells and whistles. You have the manual crank windows, and I'm trying to hold on to that. I really need to show it some love so I can get another 10 to 12, 15 years out of it. But we do have my wife and I have like a more modern car, and it has so many bells and whistles that it's almost a hazard. And let me let this drop. Things I'll try to, I'll push the button for the hatchback, and it'll only open like 10 inches. And I'm like, okay, we got to find the manual, figure out what we need to do. Or if you bump the gear shift or something, it throws you into like a manual gear motion, and then you're just cranking up real high RPMs going on the highway. I mean, I wish they'd just give you an option. If you want the no bells and whistles and charge a lot less, that'd be cool. It'd be interesting to see if a car company made, like, back-to-the-basics type of car. I think a lot of people would buy it, or...
This is KN4RJN. Well, I drive a Jeep. It's a four-door Jeep. It's a manual transmission, six-speed. Crank windows. If you want to lock the car, you have to go around and check all the doors. There are no bells and whistles on this thing. The only thing close to that is Sirius satellite radio, and I stopped paying for that because I don't travel that much. And I found a local station that I like to listen to, so you know, I use that. The safety features are a rear view mirror and two side mirrors. I turn on my headlights when I in daylight, you know, so they see me coming. It's a soft top, so I can, in the summertime, I can just pop a couple clips and roll it back, and I've got a convertible. the only bells and whistles on it is that it will ding at me if I leave the key in the ignition or leave the lights on. Other than that, it's like there's a little light on it comes on if you don't fasten your seatbelt, but there's no nasty dinging going on. You know, the radio is manual. I do have a couple buttons on the steering wheel, so I can adjust the volume on the radio. But other than that, you know, it's just a basic Jeep, and I love my car. And she had a Rogue before that, and I hate that car. I haven't passed judgment on the Kia yet. It doesn't bother me too much, but yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff, information they're trying to give you when you're trying to watch the road. So it's like, okay, whatever. But she's starting to get used to it, so, you know, like I said, it's her car, not mine.
Hey, KV, and like your Jeep, my Ford Ranger is a manual transmission, and so it's practically a theft prevention device these days. I don't know too many people, if they were to jump into that, into the truck, they'd be like, I don't know what to do, we'll pass on this one. But I like the simple cars. I do like on the modern cars the if you have a camera for reverse. That's one of the great inventions, because I'm getting to the point where my bones aren't feeling so great, and backing out with the Ranger, turning your head back and forth three or four times to back out at the grocery stores, it's not fun. But the rear camera, that is probably one of the coolest inventions since the air conditioner. But that's all I got to put for that one. But that sounds good. Anything else?
This is KN4RJ, and well, yeah, this has a rear view camera. It's got a front view camera. If you turn on your turn signal, it gives you a down that particular side behind you camera, which is handy in changing lanes on a multi-lane highway. And you pull into the garage, and it gives you a panoramic view and shows you where the tracks of your wheels are going, so that I can pull into the garage and not hit the Jeep. And the closer you get to the end of the garage, it starts beeping at you and gives you a little radar picture of what the hell is going on there. And yeah, it's got cameras all over the place. I wouldn't mind a rear a backup camera on the Jeep, but I just use the two mirrors and backing out of the driveway, and you know, it's how I learned to drive, so I can live without the backup camera. It would be nice, but you know, it's not essential. I can operate that vehicle without all that stuff, but and there's not a whole lot to distract me. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. But anyway, I'll say 73s and back on out of here, Duncan. You have a good evening. And this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
All right, John, 73 to you. Always fun to rag two with you, as always. And get that telescope up and getting looking up there in the stars again. I have a feeling it's going to happen this week. But 73, John, I'm breaking with KN4RJN. This is KN4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We are still taking check-ins. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KO4JKV or Net Control. Buddy, for comments or check-ins. If so, call KO4JKV. I think we did it. Let's see. The total check-ins tonight was 57, including myself. That might be a record. I'll have to go through the all my awards to see which one, if I broke it. But let's see. Tomorrow night, your net controller will be Ariel. His call sign is NY4G. He'd love it if you check in with him, as we are here every night at 9 p.m. We'd like you to be regulars. And let's see. Okay, stand by for my net report. KO4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 is and good night. KO4JKV clear.